The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
John and Lance.
Drunk and stabbed. Yeah. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You see Antonio Brown's podcast with Tyreek Hill?
I did not.
Antonio Brown and Tyreek Hill sitting down together.
Well, Lance isn't paying attention because he's talking to Melissa Blocker.
Oh, Melissa's here.
Well, I got I put my headphones on. Melissa's got her headphones on now.
Hmm.
So you can say, can John see Melissa?
I can't see Melissa, no.
See if Dell can fix that for you. She can hear you if you want to say hi.
You're going to have Melissa in studio and not
she's on camera. You just can't see her. Don't
like
worry.
The dumbest thing ever.
Hey. People can see her. You just can't.
Hi, John.
Hi, Melissa.
So
come
relax.
I want to see your face. Are you rooting for Spain today?
You don't.
It's not
you don't.
Anything special. Don't worry about it.
Send her the link.
Hold on.
She didn't have a laptop.
I don't have my phone.
Yeah, how's
about
she
going to
see the link? She doesn't have her phone. It's being used to film.
Wait a minute. A woman didn't bring her phone?
No, I did, but someone,
someone is using
it to
film her. Jeez.
Oh, she has her PR team here?
I don't know who he is. I just met him, but he's here using her phone.
Oh,
says
I see
John
you
is
now.
In his house. Yeah, that's
hi,
where
John.
His that's where his wife
hi,
keeps him
Melissa.
In the basement.
Keep him locked.
Yeah, she keeps him locked up in that room. So he can't do any damage.
Yes. No. This is not in the basement. It's actually up. It's above the it's upstairs.
Exactly.
It's up
finally
the stairs.
He's seeing the sun.
Finally he's they let him out only on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what you've been doing. You're our friend from the radio station across the way when they were there. When they were there. You were there for years and years, so we got to know you. You got us Alex Cintron on the radio when he was here. Then we talked to you off the air. We brought you on the air to talk about different stuff. So
hi,
now,
Melissa, I can see you now.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
Oh my.
Say hi to Melly. So here's the thing. You've been hosting watch parties.
Yes.
I know, but just for Colombia?
Just for the Colombian game.
Because you're Colombian.
Yes, because I'm
Colombian.
Well,
that didn't last 100%.
He said, John said, that didn't last long.
John, sure. I'm trying to be nice today.
¿Por qué no ganan nunca?
I know, because we don't have attackers. It's unbelievable. We have such a good players.
Luis Diaz, but
Luis Diaz.
He didn't do anything in the last match
Rodriguez,
at all.
Rodriguez, who doesn't even have a team when he went to the World Cup. And but he's a leader with the team.
Yeah.
And then we have Suarez, we have John Arias. We have like so many individual names, but then when it's the moment to play as a team, I don't know what happens with them. They just don't want to make us happy. But they did good, you know, like we went through a stage that we were doing the presidential elections in Colombia. The country was totally divided, and because of the game that was like days after the new president was elected, everyone was united again. So at least they help us to forget what was going on.
For a couple of days.
Yes.
Yeah. Anybody, any of the players get killed yet?
No.
Stop.
John,
see,
come
this
on.
This is what you're dealing
oh
with.
God,
why'd you come back?
This is what you're dealing with.
I know.
To deal with John?
I didn't expect this to happen.
Why didn't you?
You should have reminded me this last night.
I should have said. Listen.
You didn't expect this from him?
No, but he's
and he's worse when he's not in person.
I was going to say
that's
that.
True.
He's taking advantage that he's
Yeah,
because in person,
he starts to talk to you like a puppy and treat you nice, but now it's like he's away, so he's just going to be him.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That is
that's
true.
That's not true. I'm just true. Saying. That's all I'm saying. A lot of times that happens.
It does. But there was one of the guys, unfortunately, can pass that he missed a shot straight on the, you know, to the goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And he got some people, you know, saying that he wasn't able to go back to the country, which is sad, you know, like that's still happening nowadays.
Well, and that happens for a lot of the guys. Like Uruguay, did you see that they canceled their flight and they made them just find their own flights home after they lost? Like,
they even for Ecuador, they were saying that five of the guys who are playing now in the Mexican League, they also, you know, got people treating them that because if they win against Mexico, they were going to have issues, you know, with their family and stuff. So that's the reason why supposedly they ended up losing that game against Mexico.
So who does Colombia root for now?
I want England to win. I don't know why I'm obsessed with final France against England.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, you can't root for Argentina. You can't root for Argentina.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone keeps saying, like, oh, we're Latinos. We should, you know, like, root for Argentina. But I'm not going to say that they're not good. They're an amazing team. They've been showing off that they know how to come back when they're bad. But it's too many things, you know, like, playing in their favor, which is not fair, you know. That game against Cabo Verde, they had it, you know. Bocinha was amazing goalkeeper. And these guys having the help of the referees and the FIFA. Yeah. So I don't want Argentina. I mean, I'm sorry for the Argentinians. I love you guys as people itself.
But yeah, but we're tired of our – but like, yes, there is a belief that Argentina gets all the calls, that it is – that it is unfair in their – it's been unfair in their favor. And if you just objectively speaking, they have had a lot of things go their way with the officials. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's true. It is true, like the goal that was taken off with Egypt. When Egypt made it 2-0, and it looked like –
that second goal was amazing. And they
it would have been 3-1, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It would have been 3-1. So that was a tough one. So are you watching – like, yeah – so, Colombianos, you think they are going to find different teams other than Argentina? We have it here in the United States where there's just certain teams, you get tired of them, and you're like, mm-hmm. We're just not cheer. We'll cheer for anybody but them.
Yeah, I think as South Americans, we're obsessed with soccer. So, for us, the World Cup hasn't finished, you know. Even
right.
though we're not playing anymore, but we're still watching every single game. At least me and my family, we're still doing it. Mm-hmm. And there is many people who just... you know, dreaming for the France against England final, and we don't even talk about Argentina. So the ultimate goal is for Argentina not to make it again. I love Argentinians, but in the soccer sense, I don't know.
There's a lot of Argentinians here. So when Copa
America.
No, Copa America.
It was the final. Mm-hmm.
It was insane. So I got to watch. I saw Argentina when they were here. I saw Colombia when they were here.
Against Paraguay. Mm-hmm.
It was amazing how many fans are in, like, everything's filled up. It was probably 97% Argentinian, 95% Colombian. You were at the match here that mm-hmm. they played. Who was
yes.
it, Chile or
Paraguay?
Ecuador? Paraguay, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was incredible how many people who are here who are Colombians or Argentinians. And we talk about Houston being a very diverse city, but, I mean, there's a ton of Argentinians
yes.
here as well.
No, I love them, and I have many good friends. You know, they're going to hate me after this.
Well, I mean, it is what it is.
Why did I come here? No, but, you know, like, being objective of what we're looking for, because, as you were mentioning, we're tired of seeing the same. And there are numbers that are showing that Argentina hasn't even had one call to the bar. Everyone has reviews of their different plays, but Argentina hasn't had one. And, you know, like, it's unfair what they're doing.
So
everybody, the team itself. So
that's just not a figment of our imagination. That's real throughout the world.
You guys, everyone feels that way about
everybody
yes.
feels that way about Argentina. Yeah. Well, they want Messi though, because Messi brings people to the to the television.
Yeah, but this is the perfect four. Like, you couldn't have had Spain, France, Argentina, and Messi, and England, who their fans are hungry for a World Cup. It couldn't have been for FIFA. And probably for fans internationally, mm-hmm. from a general sense, this probably was the best possible Final Four making it
yes.
for just a general fan around the world.
They're all been already champions in mm-hmm. the past. So we have four teams that have already been champions. And I think what they're doing with their own teams, with their own clubs, has been amazing. In England, you have a Harry Kane and you have Bellingham. Everyone is crazy about those guys.
Right.
And then you have friends with Mbappé, with Olise, with Dembélé, like so many big names. So for someone who loves soccer, this is the perfect.
There's so many stars. There's so many star players. How do you see the Spain and France match?
Oh, I'm loving it. This is a game to watch. Are you watching it?
Yeah.
Where do you
I'm going to go to a French restaurant where I was invited by the French consulate are there, so I'm gonna go watch with a bunch
you.
Of French friends.
Some
yeah,
important people. I'm very important.
Oh my
gosh,
I'm a very important person.
Okay. We will smoke cigarettes and we will say, "Oh, mon ami, Pepe
we will
Le
not
Pew.
Smoke cigarettes."
Oh, and everyone will stink, and that's how we will watch the game.
He's terrible. Yeah, he's still being the same person that
yeah,
I met.
He's the same terrible person.
He hasn't changed in like 20 years.
No, this game of France against Spain is gonna be a dream game. You know, I was doing the videos that I'm doing on my social media accounts. Uh-huh. And I was telling people that if you don't like soccer, this is a game to watch to maybe try to fall in love into soccer. You have in one side this guy Mbappé. He has been scoring braces for the past three games. Like out of the six games has been braces, you know, like doubles. Mm-hmm. And he's just amazing. His numbers are crazy with Real Madrid, so it's gonna be incredible. And then
I love how she says Mbappé.
Mbappé, no, of course. Mbappé. You speak Spanish. You know it's Mbappé. How do you say it, John?
Mbappé.
Mbappé. No,
what about
you,
if
you have the accent?
What about if you lived in Spain when you were going to school
Mbappé.
In Spain?
Mbappé.
Sí. Mbappé.
Say,
claro.
Say it.
So
Mbappé.
So you.
I love it.
From here.
Mbappé.
I never went to school in Spain.
I know, but you did.
I did.
Mbappé.
So, Melissa.
Yes.
What are you doing now besides your social media?
I'm just freelancing. I was busy with the World Cup, with the Colombian Games. I was really busy. And then at the end of the month, I'm going to Puerto Rico to cover a tournament for kids for baseball.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not forgetting about baseball. It's been.
Have you done any Astro stuff? Or
no, not for the past month. Okay. And I have, you know, like a couple of the people that I know that they're hating me because they're like, oh, now you're just talking about soccer. And I'm like, no, it's just.
You need to get on the Spanish broadcast for the Astros.
Well, take me.
Yeah.
Or they're Julia Morales.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're Julia Morales. So she's
amazing.
Yeah. You know,
she's
Julia
really nice.
Morales.
Yeah. She's really nice. She's really nice.
So since you left, the station over there has shut down. It's not surprising. After you left, it just sucked, right?
you're saying that. Don't put those words in my mouth because I don't want people to start. But yes, I guess. No, I'm kidding. No, but yes, after I left, I guess everything started like falling down. So there's many people who go to my social media asking me why I'm not on there anymore, blah, 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 or what happened with the other people. But there's no one in there.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It's not just me. It's no one.
It's not just you.
No, they had just guys down there just yelling and stuff, and just that's just awful.
Who wants to hear guys yelling on the radio?
Yeah. I know.
Who wants to hear that?
Les and John.
No, exactly. Who wants to hear that? Okay, so you got that, and then you want to see England win. I think England is going to beat Argentina. Argentina's had too much trouble. Every match they've had has been problems for Argentina. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just. And defensively, they're so small. They keep getting beat on the back end. And England right now is on. England looks good. They look very confident.
This guy, Bellingham
looks incredible.
Yes. Finally, he woke up. You know, the brace that he scored against Mexico was unbelievable. I think it has been the shortest in time because it was like 2 minutes, one goal from the other.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And then Harry Kane doing his thing, you know, like I think England deserved. But I think from these semifinals, the match to watch is today's match.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because with Argentina, it's more predictable. We already have an idea what may happen. But then with this one, then you have on the other side, you have in Spain this Lamine Yamal, 19 years old.
He has already played
182 games. He has 56 goals, 56 assists. So he's someone, he hasn't wake up yet. So he's someone who's going to have to show off tonight. I mean, this afternoon.
Yeah, 18 years old.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
19. He just turned 19.
Oh, he just turned 19.
July 13th, yes.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday.
Just yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So it just so we'll see if he has a happy birthday. Yes. It's going to be a great match. We will see who gets to control the ball more.
I've seen a lot of videos with him, though, Melissa. I'm not crazy about him. He doesn't sign stuff for kids. You know who was great was Haaland.
Yes, I
think Erling Haaland was he's just fantastic the way he goes about it with the fans and everything. Yamal is he's
well. You saw one video. I don't know.
I've seen plenty of videos.
You've seen videos on Twitter.
Yes, I've seen a bunch of videos of him, and it's not great. And it's not great.
We'll see. I don't know. I mean, Twitter will show you what they want. Whoever makes a video wants you to see what they want you to see.
Yes, of course. I have one question for John. Are you a Real Madrid fan or Barcelona? Because that maybe has something to do with your
personality. He loves Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's why.
He loves Ronaldo.
He's like Real Madrid right away. Yeah, no, that's why. Many people who love
Mbappé,
Real Madrid.
Mbappé, yes. Modric, and yeah.
Yes.
Mbappé.
I think the DNA of the Real Madrid guys, they bring them people who are more humble, more down to earth, but then the Barcelona DNA is more that, you know, like the ego, the type of personality that we see in this guy, Lamine Yamal. So I think it's part of the way that they race with the club. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Well, yeah, they love star power and they're good. They won it again. So they're pretty damn good. Yeah, I didn't get into it when I went to school in Barcelona. I wasn't into it. So But afterwards, my son really liked Real Madrid, so that's who we adopted.
So who do you think is going to play the final?
I think it's going to be France and Argentina again.
Again, okay. And maybe France winning it this time, or do you think Argentina is going to put it back-to-back?
They're just too good. France is too good.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Yep. They're better than everything.
I see France and England.
France and England. I'm dreaming for that one. Mm-hmm. I want to see Coldplay so bad.
I am too. It's going to be. I think that'll be a great match. I like France to win it all.
Yeah,
we'll see. I don't think that's a good matchup for England. If they face France, France is so fast. I think that's a bad matchup for. This is going to be their toughest match against Spain. I think. I think France will smash Argentina if they play them, and I think they'll be just a little too. I think their athleticism will be too much for England. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes today. I mean. You know, Spain, like you said, Spain's beaten them the last couple times out. So
yes.
we'll see what they have. Well, go ahead, John.
Oh, no. I just wanted to know who she likes at the British Open this week.
It's golf.
At the British Open. You know, I don't follow golf that much.
Is there a Colombian golfer,
John? I only follow
John?
You, John, when you come here after your tournaments and you know that's over. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm not following. I love to watch it, you know, when people are playing and I can be present in the matches, but on TV, not really.
Yeah,
I'm too busy with soccer right now. I guess I've been watching every single game.
Yeah, we have too.
And so, are you at the same place all the time? Are you going to watch today at the same place?
No, actually, you know, the ones that I don't have to work, I'm just staying home. Even though you don't think so, I'm a very quiet person. I like to be by myself a lot, so I try to stay in my house. The only ones that I've been going crazy about, or I was going crazy about, was the Colombian games that we were doing them. I don't know if I'm able to mention their place. No, really?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, Vida Garden. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to go to Vida Garden. He ended up not showing up.
I wanted to bring Harold there, but I was on my medicine. I'm like, I can't go anywhere with Harold because he'll make me do shots, and then I'll get sick again.
Yeah, I was going to get you so drunk.
Yeah.
With Aguardiente.
Yeah.
Not for sure.
Oh, whew, that is, yeah. Have you ever had that, John? What's it called again?
Aguardiente.
Have you had that?
That's like hot water.
You haven't had it?
I have not.
Is it Colombian?
Yes, of course. That's like, say.
Is that your Jägermeister or your
tequila for Mexicans?
Oh, your tequila for Mexicans.
But it's based on anise, so it's kind of like the sugar cane. So the
anise,
taste, yes.
You know, star anise, John.
And
that licorice type of.
Yeah, licorice. Yeah, there you go. Oh. And every region has their own aguardiente. So it's like maybe 15 different aguardientes. In Colombia, the most popular is Antioqueño, which is
When we went to the Colombia match, I brought Harold, my longtime Colombian friend, who helped me really get in the World Cup way back in the day. And in his pocket, he had a bunch of these small little aguardiente. I didn't know that. And then until we got there, and then he goes, here, drink this. You know, it's just like this little twist off, like very small.
Yeah.
And
like the plastic, right?
Yeah, little plastic. Yes. And I was like, oh, he goes, that's just the first of many. I'm like,
after you drink four of them, you start like mixing it, you know, a shot of aguardiente, and then you drink water.
Yeah.
And if you drink that the whole night straight, you're going to be safe. Bad thing is when people just start mixing it, and then next morning when they have the headache, they want to say that it was aguardiente, but the aguardiente doesn't.
It's just you just have to stay with
no hangover.
Yes. Yeah. No, just stay with the aguardiente.
Stay with the same one.
Yes, the one that doesn't have sugar, and you're going to be.
No crudo.
No crudo. Uh-huh. No crudo como tú, John.
Eso no me molesta. Está bien. Estoy crudo siempre.
Yo sé. No, pero te gusta divertirte. You like to have fun. That's
claro.
That's important. You guys were watching any of the Colombian games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched. I was cheering for Colombia. That's why I was pissed off they didn't score not one single goal in the last match, right, if I remember correctly.
No, it was crazy.
And Luis Diaz couldn't do anything in the last
one. It was unbelievable. We didn't have any
Switzerland.
Attackers.
Let's face it. None of us wanted Switzerland to get through.
No.
For what?
We had the whole game. They wanted it to, you know, extend it to the 120-something minutes, and then they went to penalties, and then I just can't believe that they don't know how to peekable.
Oh, God, that's right, the peekable.
Were there any pretty Colombian girls at the Vida Garden?
Of course. Can you see one in here?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, John?
No, a lot of beautiful people. I think, you know, for businesses in general, I don't want to sound wrong in this, but for business in general, when Colombia is out of the World Cup or out of the qualifiers, they lose a lot because
I can see
we
that.
Have the, you know, the atmosphere and we know how to party. And then you see a lot of people who are Mexicans, Salvadorians, Hondurans, people from all over, Cubans wearing the mm-hmm. jersey, the Colombian jersey, which thank you so much for supporting us. And that's something that brings a lot of business to, you know, like to different
my buddy
and stuff.
So back when I watched with my Colombian friend, he was saying, because Colombia wasn't in the World Cup at that year. And he was
2022.
This is in like 98 okay, when no, I was young. Yeah. He was yelling out, Brazil, Brazil, Colombia está conti. Uh-huh. Like he said, that's what you do is you pick your, you know, whoever you're with. You say who you are. Yeah, and you say who, hey, we're with you. We're with you. This country is with you. Yeah.
So Melissa, were you rooting for Mexico?
Yes, of course.
No, wait.
No, I'm going to say something. I love Mexican people. And then, I don't know if you know Julian Quiñones. He's Colombian. He's uh-huh. naturalized with the Mexican team. So, of course, we have a little something to do in there. The first goal in the World Cup was by a Colombian. I know Mexico was the team who gave him the opportunity, which we totally love. But that game that they play against England, I used to watch a lot of Real Madrid because of Marcelo, so I love Real Madrid. Yeah. Like, watching their games is enjoyable. And then I saw the transition when they brought in Bellingham. And Bellingham until that point, he wasn't good at the World Cup. So I just, you know, I enjoy those two games. I was in a Mexican place and I couldn't scream them, but I was
no.
Because they were beautiful. Like, they were beautiful. The first one was beautiful. The second one was a mistake by the defense, but it was beautiful.
You can't scream.
No, I was like,
you just have to keep.
I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know what to do with my life, but yeah, I survived.
So, are you allowed Colombia first, obviously? Yes. But could you root for Paraguay? Could you root for Uruguay? Can you root for not Argentina? Can you root for Brazil? Can you root for Mexico?
Yes. Well, I'm not. You know, the only team that I suffer for in general in every single sport is Colombia. Besides that, I just enjoy the games. You know, so whoever's playing better. It's just a moment to enjoy the game. And, of course, South American teams, we wanted them to keep advancing, but they didn't do much.
No.
So, yeah, Ecuador, we have big expectations about Ecuador because in the qualifiers, they became from the bottom. They started it with -3 points, and they ended up the second best team in South America.
But they didn't get it done.
Was very tough to qualify for the World Cup.
Paraguay was a little rough. Yeah. Did you watch the Paraguay and France match?
Ooh. Yeah. They were tough because they knew they had to, you know, get them guys out of their mind and try to make them, you know, like.
And then Mexico tried to do that against England at the end of that match. But, man, Paraguay was just, they tried to bully France as much as they could. And they didn't get any cards somehow.
No, they did. They got a red card because one of the guys, Incapié,
at the very end, right?
Yeah.
Wait. Was that match that they got a red card? No, I mean in the match against France. They got a card against France?
There was one of the matches.
But I think it was the first match.
Okay, so but Ecuador and Paraguay were the only two teams.
No, because Paraguay got beat by U.S.
Paraguay did not get any cards against France.
Yeah.
No, they got not against France, but they were one of the teams who got the red card.
Yeah, but I think it was Ecuador. I think you're right. I think it was Ecuador.
Yeah,
because you can't cover your mouth.
Yeah, that's a new rule for this World Cup. So.
Because you can say, we wish John would cover his mouth sometime during this show.
I know.
And like, you see what happens when you don't cover your mouth? This is what they say.
I know.
These are the things they say.
That was
a rough welcoming, John.
We would give him a yellow card. If we had a card, we would give him a yellow card. Immediately put him on a yellow.
I want you to say something bad about the people down the hall, the other station.
You already know me, guys. I'm very polite.
Yeah, you are. You're not going to say that. She's not like you.
After the show.
Oh, we can have a talk after. That's for sure. Let's do a FaceTime.
We're going to you can get on the mic during the break. You can tell John what you really think. All right, so real how can people talk. Follow? If people want to follow you, how can they follow you?
So you can find me on Instagram. You can follow me just like Meli Blanco, M-E-L-I Blanco, B-L-A-N-C-O-P-R. Mm-hmm. That's pretty simple.
PR.
Meli Blanco PR. And I'm most of the time on Instagram, but now I'm trying to get active on TikTok, which is, you know, too many social medias for me, but I'm trying my best.
Melissa Blanco. Meli Blanco PR is where you can find her on Instagram doing a lot of, you have a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
I mean,
I love that. Let's not say no. You're doing so many things.
You're doing a lot of things.
Yes. Well, I'm mainly focused on sports for the Latin market, of course, for the Spanish market.
For those who don't know, she's been very, you were well known in the, away players, home players. You covered the Astros very closely.
Yes. Like
you, over the last several years, you had that opportunity to.
Yes,
so.
I'm 2017. I interview most of the Latin players, and mm-hmm. I have created, you know, good connections after they see you so much. Either they get tired of you or they ended up liking you. So
yeah,
I guess it's been good.
Yeah, they're tired of John, but they like you.
Do you want to get another? Do you want to get another radio show?
Yes, I do. I've been missing it. I've been missing it. Yeah, I was talking to Lance the other day that they tried to look back for me with the new ownership, but sometimes you have to put in balance your, you know, your peace mm-hmm. and being healthy, because at the end of the, like the last months, I was getting some like health situations, stress. So I decided to, for now, stay away. But of course, yeah, if an opportunity comes my way, of course.
Well, you can take Dell's place here.
Dell, that's come on, fine. Say something. You're so quiet. What's going on?
I don't want to be involved in anything that John's doing right now. I just want to stay away from
for
it.
For legal purposes.
For my own benefit and for legal his purposes.
Health. Yes. For his mental health.
I don't want to be part of it.
Melissa, can you put? Do you know how to push those buttons? Because that job can be open immediately.
I know how to put any button.
But yeah, they actually ran their own board.
Yeah, they ran their own board.
Yes, for the last months I was doing it, and that was at first. That was
by
crazy.
Yourself.
Yes, that was crazy.
That is something you can't do, John. There are five people in some ways involved, the four of us, and then there's a gentleman in there. Two of us can actually run a board.
That's true.
Two.
Only two of you?
At most.
Well, I was forced to learn the last 6 months, and at first I was going a little crazy. 4:30 in the morning doing that, it's not easy.
But. No, not easy at all. Well, Melly, thanks for taking the time to come here, talk a little soccer, and say hello to the show again. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Lance. Yeah. Thank you, John. Thank you, Dale. I love
Bye,
you guys.
Melly.
I miss you, and I guess until next time.
Yeah, until next time.
Go Colombia.
Yeah, where?
Go where? Go where?
She said,
go where?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Go to Kaplan Sinus Relief.
Yeah, let me tell you about Kaplan Sinus Relief. You can go to the website, KaplanSinusRelief.com. I'm going tomorrow for my second post-op visit, and things are perfect. Like, I'm at 100%, and had the deviated septum corrected, which is a lot when you do it along with the balloon sinuplasty, and yet it worked out great for me. It really did. What I love is that Dr. Kaplan gave me a very accurate representation of what the recovery process looked like, what it looked like for the first 2 or 3 days, then what the next week looks like, and how the recovery would go. And one of the things that's been amazing is the amount of air that I'm able to get because my sinuses are not as clogged up as they were. And even when you think, oh, I'm breathing okay today, it's incredible when you look at the MRIs that they can do of your head and you can see what the sinus cavities look like. And then when they're truly clear, it's a game changer from the pressure, you know, the sinus pressure, the little headaches that you can get. It can cause ringing in the ears. Maybe there is an ear issue that you have. Don't forget they're an ear, nose, and throat office, so they can handle all issues for your entire family for ear, nose, and throat. But for sinuses, my son Alec is thinking about having the balloon sinuplasty as well, because this has been an ongoing issue for him for many, many years, and he just wants relief. And so while he's home while he's home this summer, we're going to look at potentially having him get the balloon sinuplasty as well. Make an appointment, see if it's right for you. Kaplan Sinus, it's K-A-P-L-A-N, KaplanSinusRelief.com. You can see him do commercials with Jeff Blum as well, so he's all over the place. Dr. Michael Kaplan, that's KaplanSinusRelief.com.
For traffic control done right, choose Byers Barricades. Learn more at ByersBarricades.com. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 737-803-776. If you want to get in, you're more than welcome to hang with us. We're going all the way. We got about 15 minutes in this segment, so you can get in a hurry. We got is this our penultimate segment, though? Or we got...
You like to call it that.
I do like to call it that. So if you want to get in, hurry, and we can do that. Some of the stuff... Any fallout? Do you guys feel like there's going to be any fallout from the Conor McGregor thing?
What do you mean by fallout?
I you know, a lot of people lost a lot of money. A lot of people were betting on Conor McGregor. And if they had knowledge, if Dana had knowledge, and apparently, allegedly he did have knowledge of his injury beforehand.
Who was saying that Dana had, where I haven't seen that, well, that he had
it's
knowledge.
It's on the interwebs. It's
well,
accusation.
I know, but who?
It's an accusation out there.
Okay, I'm not worried about that. Unless it comes from a credible source.
Well,
actually, I don't care that the internet said something. That,
well,
that's
no, I actually, I don't know. I can't quote you who said it, but I can tell you that it was, there are accusations.
Oh, I'm sure there's accusations. See, here's why I don't agree with that. Because Dana was, like, I don't think Dana probably knew. Well, number one is I'd like to know, was there an injury coming into this? Because it looked like he stumbled a little bit, taking his slides off or whatever. There was something looked a little off. Now I'm saying that because after the fight's over, you go back. I know Landry Locker had a video of it. And I'm like, oh man, look at him stumble there on that right leg. So maybe it was unrelated. Maybe it was related. I don't know if Dana was talking. It was going to make Dana look extraordinarily bad. And he was talking before the fight, like he was so excited about this and that. I don't know if Dana knew or not. And I wouldn't accuse. I'm not going to accuse him of that.
And there was a video of Conor McGregor going to a pain management place.
Well, he's had an issue with that leg.
Fight. Yeah.
He's had an issue with that leg. That leg was also, he kicked, was it Dustin Poirier, where the leg snapped in half or whatever. So there have been issues with that leg before. This is like his third issue with that leg. So it may be one of those situations as well. I personally don't think Dana knew about that. I think if there was something pre-existing, I think Conor wanted to make sure he got his payday more than likely. Or maybe he's just trying to tough it out. I mean, those fighters are tough. Like, they'll fight through injury. Clearly, it was on the verge of falling apart. It's a bad look for the UFC. It's Dana hates when things make him look bad, and that made him look bad. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons I think it's unlikely he knew about it. Because that, you know, because after the fight, they were like, well, still, like, one of the things we need, yeah, the last fight wasn't, you know, what we wanted, but what about these other fights? Incredible. Let's not let it ruin this for us. Because here's the thing. Brett Okamoto, I think his name is. So there's a new little controversy that an MMA, the guy who covers MMA for ESPN, who everyone says is he's just kind of in the UFC's pocket, is the claim. Him and another guy at the exact same time put almost out the same tweet where they believe that they were fed this, another UFC, another MMA media member, they believe that they were fed this from the UFC. So Zuffa is the holding company for the UFC. It's also the holding company for Zuffa Boxing, which Dana White originally was a boxer. That's his first passion, but he realized MMA was the way to go. And now he wants to bring back boxing. So he's got Zuffa Boxing. Well, after that fight is over, you had the same exact tweet, almost basically word for word. One guy just had an extra period in there where they said, watch for Mayweather versus McGregor 2 on Zuffa Boxing in 2027. So two guys were saying that, and the belief is that they got that from, you know, from the UFC, the UFC is owned by Zuffa. So the belief is that this was already something that was set up where McGregor was going to fight another fight. Remember, they had a boxing match in 17 when we had Harvey, the night of Harvey. And now they're going to do 10 years later. You think we want to watch McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah.
I mean,
the Mayweather Pacquiao was a scam.
Tyson, it happened too late.
Tyson coming back was a scam.
Well, there's been lots of fights.
This McGregor fight was a scam. It's all just, I mean, stop already. You know what? The product is good enough where you don't need to do these, you know, it's a try too hard.
Well, how you make it? Well, this is clearly, can we make more money
fighters
off of Floyd? Can we make money off of Floyd and Connor's personality? Even though we know the fight is stupid 10 years later.
Their careers are over. Move
on. Exactly. Not if there's money to be made. They'll keep doing it if there's money to be made. I'm not buying it. I can
promise
you that.
Because of stupid people that will buy it. And until people say, you know what, I'm tired of getting had by these old fighters coming back. Mike Tyson was actually pulling punches. That is about as scummy in the game as it can get. He was actually pulling. He had opportunities to hit, and you could see him pulling the punches back. I mean, it's a scam.
Lance,
it's
what's the scam. Crossover? And John, maybe you know too. The crossover of fight fan, combat sports fan, and wrestling fan. Because I feel like, in some ways, you're signing up for a bit of a circus.
I think it's a good 40%.
Because you've laid out some of the concerns you would go into, whether it be a fight or a boxing match or UFC fight, of what could happen. You have an all-powerful, whatever you want to call Dana White's actual title. You have an all-powerful who answers to no one, really. And in boxing, the promoters kind of fit that. And they do what they want. They maneuver. They manage to set up the fight so it's financially beneficial for them. And, of course, let's get their fight of the money. But if you want to rip them off, you rip them off. Have all these elements. And yet, people walk into it going, you know what? I know this cannot be on the up and up, but I'll take my chance. Like, Paramount has changed some things with the subscription model. So if you want to pay the $8.99 or whatever it is, and then you get all the Paramount programming. It's a little different now, so you're not signing up for $80 every time you want to see a UFC fight.
Change some things. I mean, I'm asking myself, well, I watched that, knowing that it could be on Paramount. I don't know if Zuffa Boxing's on Paramount, but knowing that it could be on Paramount, will I watch McGregor? I don't have an interest in McGregor. I probably won't in McGregor versus Mayweather because it's just a cash grab is all it is.
It's a carnival. It's a sideshow.
It was a sideshow in 17 when Conor was in his prime. One guy is a professional boxer.
Right.
And he had to go fight in a boxing ring. Like, he was never going to beat him.
I think to your point, wrestling.
I feel like sometimes when Dana White's up there doing his thing.
Well, there was, don't forget, before that, there was Don King.
The promoter for boxing. Right. They all kind of hold the same space in my head.
I think wrestling fans know what they're in for. It's a show.
Yeah.
Okay. Boxing fans got duped a lot of times by people trying to, take advantage and make money with rigged fights and all of that. I always thought UFC was on the up and up. It's on the up and up.
Well, I think it is for the most part.
I think it is, too.
I think it is on the up.
I thought you could trust it more. I honestly could see where they said, screw it. We can't cancel this fight now. Conor, you're fighting. And guess what? All the people, and I heard 80% of the bets were on Conor McGregor. And if that's the case, I mean, people just got burned. They got burned by this.
Shocking, the 80%. So they had an immediate, the favorite was Max Holloway.
And then it flipped because of what John's talking about.
Did it flip?
Yeah. Conor, I think, wound up very late.
I can tell you this, 20 minutes before the fight, I looked at a site where Conor McGregor was still plus 220. And then they had a thing on Poly Markets, their official, whatever. And they said, they had a Poly Market, tweet that said a bettor has just bet $900,000 on Max Holloway that's going to be worth blah, 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 blah if he wins.
But again, just because they're a 220 underdog doesn't mean that most of the bets aren't on them.
Right, but I didn't see the number. I didn't see the number going down. I'd be interested to see what the handle. I mean, it would make sense, the name Conor McGregor. Like, the sharps wouldn't have been on Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said flip, but the money came in heavy on McGregor.
The general public, I can see the general public betting Conor McGregor, sure. Yeah. Not the sharps. The sharps would have been on Holloway.
Right.
But
anybody with a,
I mean, people who follow the sport would have said, no, Holloway. I asked my son Sebastian, who follows it very closely. He goes, Conor McGregor has zero chance to beat Max Holloway. And then when he got hurt, I said, tell me what would have happened if they had fought this. He goes, Conor McGregor would have hung in for the first round. Then he would have got gassed. Then he would have got finished in round three.
No. I mean, I don't know. UFC is good enough to not have these sideshows, these carnivals. But you know what?
He remains
the draw of the big name,
their biggest star, and that's right. And people are still. Well, I don't know if it'll continue, but they're thirsting to see McGregor back and fight, and they got what they got.
They got what they deserve. One other story that we haven't gotten to. Did you guys see Senegal's president? Apparently, he's commented on the team doctor who's been with them for 10 years.
Yeah.
Here's the quote. Our team doctor doesn't have the academic background to support our athletes. This is something I discovered rather late because Dr. Fedior is a gynecologist by trade.
Come on now.
So for 10 years, he's been Senegal's team doctor, and he's a gynecologist.
That is when he does physical, that's got to be uncomfortable.
Well, and he's like, he was looking for something that just wasn't there.
Doc,
the whole time.
I don't need the stirrups. What are we doing here? I'm just here for blood pressure work.
I just feel
Doc
like
Doc broke out a speculum.
Yeah, that's. I don't. As soon as I see that, I'm like,
hey,
I don't.
I was looking for the magic spray. Not.
Yeah, I don't need this.
Huh. Hey, what's going on?
Why is he running out of here with that? And a bunch of swabs. This isn't what we're supposed to be doing. Bring the spray. Bring the magic spray.
When the guys were getting in the stirrups, do you think they thought, hey, why is this happening?
I don't understand this. This is the craziest physical I've ever had for a World Cup. Senegal. We didn't know. That's the craziest excuse I've ever heard for not advancing in the World Cup. You know what? Turns out our team doctor, gynecologist.
So when they're up,
never had a chance.
When they're up to nothing against Belgium, the gynecologist wasn't an issue. But when it
became
flipped,
an issue once they allowed three goals.
Got it.
Once there was a PK to lose the match.
A questionable PK was because of the gynecologist.
May have been.
You never know.
You know.
It got later in the month, then things changed.
No, John.
Later in the match.
Melly's still in the hallway.
Is she still here?
She's still in the hallway.
She can't hear what John's saying.
They know. They can feel it.
Are you proud of what you did in that segment,
you
John?
You made Glenn Davis
What did I
shudder.
Do? I You're asked like, her questions.
What are you betting on? Tell people, and if you got a problem with that, go find Glenn and just burn his house down. That's how Glenn heard it.
Glenn Davis.
That's how Glenn heard it. The great Glenn Davis. Glenn, tell people how they can win money with your bets.
I didn't
say that. Glenn is – one thing I've noticed about Glenn. So McCool was listening. My friend from Spain came in, and, you know, he was listening to the show the whole time he was here. He goes, I was listening to the show. He goes, I was surprised Glenn didn't go in a little harder on the U.S. men's national team after that. I said, typically he would. I said, I think the fact that he's doing broadcast for – the World Cup, he's knows, like, I'm not messing with my bread right now. And I respect it. He's not going to, you know, John was asking legitimate questions about, and I asked legitimate questions about sometime referee decisions and things like that. You'll notice Glenn, like, well, let's just stick with the soccer here. Like, we wanted to talk a lot about officials or if there was an advantage for one team or another, or, you know, he wants to keep it right. And I realized this is, you know, he's just, they're paying him. He's not going to rock the boat. And I get that. He just lost his play-by-play position with the Dynamo. He's like, this is World Cup money. I'm not messing this up. And we're coming on asking him questions that make him a little nervous. And Glenn is rightfully dodging all questions.
Well, I like when guests are a little uncomfortable. It keeps him on their toes.
But Glenn is not even a guest at this point.
He's on every day.
And he's been part of
the show here.
Part of the station for years now.
You want me to treat him different? No.
Just treat him like a normal person.
Well, I do this with you two, too? Yes.
You know he doesn't want to be involved in that.
Am I going to say something about Roger Goodell? I am not.
You
I am
know,
not.
But I do. I do to make you feel uncomfortable.
You going to say something about Wendy?
Oh, you guys do?
No, we don't.
We don't make you uncomfortable about her.
No.
Yeah.
How she takes care of me.
I'm a kept man.
That makes you uncomfortable.
That's you. That's not on
that's
her.
That's not about
that's
Wendy.
You.
It's about you.
You're trying to suckle.
Oh, no. when she had one of her reporters, you guys went after her.
What report? Stop it.
When her reporter said something about Bosnia. Yeah.
No, we didn't. We thought it was dumb. Wendy. We thought people were dumb for getting upset
about
that.
Yeah, and I asked you. I, in fact, said it. This is silly. And we did, like, if this reporter was talking about the 49ers, no one would care. But because she's mentioning a country in soccer, people got upset. We didn't attack you. Stop it. You're grasping at straws.
Oh, yeah. Stop it, straw man.
That's how I remember it.
No one attacks Wendy. The only way we attack her, we're like, you sure about John?
Yeah. That's a wellness check.
Yeah, we're just worried about
that's
her.
That's a wellness check.
Are you sure about John? Really?
Do you even know what? Are you still okay with this?
Yeah. So
everybody asks her the same thing.
Our only thing is we're concerned for her.
Do you know what he was saying about Mike Burrows?
I mean, I'm not going to snitch on anything, but
Wendy, do you know he's still a Burrows guy?
Yeah.
Are you okay with this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my guy.
Worst. Let's not takes ever.
Never forget. Mike Burrows.
Don't worry, we won't. Never forget.
Listen. Dana knows how to pick pitchers, okay? I'm Team Dana.
Oof, that was an awful rundown of his
I want
his choices.
A Ryan Weiss.
I want
I'd a, like
a Tatsuya Imai.
An Imai. Give me Tang.
I want to make a
Rodri.
Trade for Mike Burrows.
I want a Rodri. I'd like to get my hands on a Kaiwei Tang.
If I gave you the hopper and just pick available pitchers in baseball
all these
around
the ping
the
pong
world,
balls are just bouncing
around. And he didn't take the ones he took. Would the Astros be better? Just randomly, if you think. He just, out of a hat, available
six
pitchers.
Six random pitchers, absolutely.
Yeah, instead of the ones he grabbed.
Absolutely.
That he targeted. Would the
two
Astros
have
be better?
Two have been DFA'd. One's in the minors now. One was option. Tang went to the minors, but is on the IL. Actually, that makes two pitchers who are like that now. You're left with Nate Pearson. And Imai
has been bad this month. Bad overall.
Fewer than 50% of his starts have been acceptable by Major League Baseball standards.
Mm.
And he's in the sixes,
right?
I'm not saying
it's great.
It's almost like he tried to pick bad pitchers. That's how bad these guys have been.
He didn't try
to pick
bad
pitchers. It's almost like he's a sleeper agent.
He's still trying to help who? The Braves? Who's he trying to help?
I don't know. But this is terrible.
He didn't try to pick bad pitchers.
No, I don't
think he did. It feels like he did because I don't know how you could do much worse.
It's hard.
It really is.
It's tough.
He would have been better off closing his eyes and picking stuff out
of
a hat.
This is truly, yes, they lost two of the last three. But this is truly one of the most incredible, like, to have a team where Hunter Brown got hurt and missed over two months, has come back and has not been the same. You got Spencer Arrighetti had one incredible month and has been terrible ever since then, basically. Mike Burrows was a disaster. Imai has been a huge disappointment. Lance McCullers still can't stay healthy. Christian Javier can't stay healthy. And when he came back, he was terrible. They're three games out. And the bullpen, Brian Abreu, doesn't look like he belongs in the major leagues. Hader wasn't here for over a month. This is incredible that they're three games
Wait
out.
Wait a minute. There's one guy that's out playing what we thought he was.
And we didn't know who he was.
I mean, Yordan is even better than we thought. He's
an
MVP.
I thought you meant Peter Lambert.
He's the leader in the MVP race right now.
I thought you meant Peter Lambert.
Name another. Okay, Peter Lambert.
He's greatly outplayed. We didn't know.
Peter Lambert. Josh Hader has been really good.
When he played.
When he's been here. Peter Lambert has been really good. Okert has been good. King has been good.
Not recently, but yes, overall.
Yeah, King has been overall. In King general, has been good. Yeah. Other than that,
Jeremy Pena hurt.
No, Jeremy
Altuve
Pena,
had
no.
A month.
Altuve no. Christian Walker no.
Not anymore.
Paredes is hitting better, but he's
Paredes,
still below.
I would say, Paredes is fine.
Yeah, but he
Pena,
started really
Jeremy
slow,
Pena,
dude.
Too many
he started
injuries.
Really slow.
He did. Jeremy Pena too many injuries.
I think I found it. The one thing, if I gave you 2 months, you'd be better than the person who currently has a job, picking Astros pitchers in the offseason.
2 weeks?
If I gave you 2 months to prepare,
yes,
yeah,
you would be better.
Yeah, maybe so.
Okay.
I'd like to believe I wouldn't. But like you said, this almost
but it's
feels
hard
like
to, it's hard to be worse than this.
Random pulls from the hopper feel like they could have a better shot than what the Astros. I mean, we're talking about guys who they were acquired and DFA'd. That's hard to do. And one of them was DFA'd before we hit June, I think, Ryan Weiss was so bad that I don't. If he got into June, it wasn't very far into June.
No, and then there,
yeah, that was awful. A little disappointing.
All right, that's that. We got news a little weird coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Do something different for your fantasy draft this year. We are going to go to the Golden Nugget again. We did it last year. It was spectacular. I know a buddy of mine went and did it as well. He went to the DraftKings Sportsbook. They put your draft up on one of the giant TVs there. You guys pick all along, and it's fantastic. They've got great packages available of buckets of beer and pizza and wings and food and credits and all. They got packages available, room packages as well. You guys stay the night. You do your fantasy draft. Do it on the weekend. If you can't do it during the week, that's fine, okay? You want to do it right before the season starts. But you got to make your plans, and you got to get a hold of your guys in your fantasy draft. Come on, guys. Let's drive 2 hours down the road. Go to Lake Charles, okay? Watch games. Do our fantasy draft. Gamble. I mean, what better way? I got a buddy that does his fantasy draft. Shoot. His brother, they go golfing. They do a golf trip while they're doing their fantasy draft. That's just fun. What about this? The Golden Nugget Lake Charles. What a great way. You can bring the wives. They can go for the week. It's awesome. Louisiana's largest sports book, okay? It is just a fantastic, fantastic place to get your draft on. Dwight Yoakam is coming on July 17th. Drew Baldridge, Jamie Johnson, Pat Green, Melissa Etheridge, all on the horizon at the Golden Nugget. So, yeah, listen, you're looking for a great little getaway, and you're looking for a great place to have your fantasy draft. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, I need to know, what are the rules here? Apparently here in L.A., Granada Hills, there's a Vons supermarket. Vons supermarket. V-O-N-S. You guys don't know about it.
I do.
I do.
You do. You do.
I've seen it, yeah.
All right, a lot of people don't know. I'd never seen
it
before.
It's no H-E-B.
Apparently on July 5th, a customer dropped dead on the floor in the bakery department.
Mm.
So what did they do? Well, apparently supervisors see the body on the camera, and they told workers, put a bunch of shopping carts around him so that nobody could see, so that we can keep the doors open and sell more food. Just
pragmatic.
Well, but my problem with it is, what if I need bread or some kind of cake? I can't get to the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. You think removing the body would have been better than simply placing like wet floor signs around it?
You're probably not supposed to move it.
Or calling someone to remove the body.
Well, yeah, but it took them a little time to get there.
So, wow. What do you want them to do? Stop selling food to people?
Yeah. Apparently, people are up in arms because they kept the store open. What are they supposed to do? Close it for one dead guy?
Yeah, how long is it going to take for this body to be removed? We got stuff to sell.
I mean, like we got killer produce that's going to give us killer diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. Hasn't killed anyone yet, but it is explosive.
My dad got it.
Your dad had explosive diarrhea?
Yeah, it's been, he's had it for about 15, 16 days. I may have to drive up there just to kind of
explosive diarrhea from this. They're saying don't buy produce now.
Well, you have to wash it really well.
Now they're saying don't even.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, don't even get it.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. He's and he has a doctor who's a dumbass.
That's a good thing. I don't know.
So he had a doctor who's like, I think you feel this way just because your blood pressure is a little low. Huh?
No.
Huh?
Hey, dumbass! I got explosive diarrhea.
Yeah, so he had to go to. Well, it's because probably because of his blood pressure. Apparently, and my doctor even says this guy's a quack. What he should have said is he's the Jake Myers of doctors. Then I would have known exactly what he was referring to. So hopefully my dad's going to, like I said, I may have to drive up there if he doesn't start getting better. Because it can last into a month.
Dude, it is apparently
it's a parasite.
Really, really, really bad.
It's a parasite. You got to get something called Bactrim, which is the Sceptra or Bactrim. And he asked for it yesterday, and the doctor, the new doctor he had, wouldn't just give it to him. He said he was pissed. They said, we have to run tests to make sure that's what you have. He goes, you already screwed it up. I've been having this stuff for 2 weeks because you guys messed it up the first time.
Yeah. So I just want to know the rules. Everybody's up in arms. Oh, you kept the store open. So, yeah, we got to sell stuff.
Think of you're someone who's...
We got to give people explosive diarrhea.
If you're someone who is desperate for something, whether it be for a recipe or you're just hungry, and you whirl up to your local Vons and it's closed, think of how upset you'll be.
For one dead guy.
Yeah, just let me go. Likely you won't even see the dead guy because you're going to some section of the store that he's not laying in. You won't even see him. So can I go get my stuff?
Plus, we put shopping carts around him.
You guys are making it seem like a legitimate...
What?
Like a legitimate...
Think about
answer.
It, Lance. If you got to head out, you said it's no HEB. Think about your local HEB. You really need something for dinner tonight.
Well, it is a big store. You could roll them off the pitch. You know, you just roll them like with the Mexican striker who couldn't play the last
Raul Jimenez.
You just move him into a different area, I suppose.
That's fine. I'm likely not going to run into this guy.
But you got to get him out of there at some point.
What if I got to go to the bakery, though?
Well, then you got a problem.
You got to get him out of there at some point.
But if I just need to get something from the front of the store, the frozen food aisle, I'm never going to see this guy.
But you want to chase homeless people out of places, but you can leave dead guys
there? Well, I'm not chasing homeless people anywhere. Unhoused, excuse me.
You got to put the police tape around the bakery and the produce now.
That does slow things down from a purchase point.
Yeah, I just don't. What's the rules?
One
dead guy, and we're going to close a store?
What a dream for a kid. No vegetables. Sorry, Mom. It's explosive diarrhea or no vegetables. What's it going to be?
I want no vegetables, Mom.
Mom will just get the frozen kind, honestly. That'll just be the isn't You're that sure going to be the solution?
I'm pretty sure they have it, too.
Really? I thought it was just fresh produce.
It's fresh.
No, but I'm saying.
It has to come from the field.
I'm on the kid's side on this one.
Animal feces is where it comes from.
No. All right, we're done. Mopey and Mapes are next.
No, Mapes. He is done for the week. He's on vacation.
Of course.
What? Mapes. It's the summer of Mapes.
So he's actually on vacation as opposed to those other times when you thought he was. Well, he's actually working. So we got a new body in the building. He's been around, but this is his first time producing my show, Colton.
Colton?
Yeah, we're going to play a game of who he root for. Since no one knows him, we're going to find out if we should hate him because he roots for like the Cowboys or something. Or if he roots for the Rockets.
We're going to find out.
We play the game.
We know AJ.
I know AJ catches it from you. We're going to play the game who he root for with Colton.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play that. See if we hate Colton or not. Next, right here on ESPN 97.5. Have a great day, everybody.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.